this weekend sees the fifth and final ride for Tanya. Tanya Ronneberg was killed on the Captain Cook Highway a number of years ago, and since then every year people have come together to remember Tanya and others who have been tragically killed through no fault of their own at all. And as Road Safety Week is this week as well, it's an opportunity to keep people thinking about road safety and concentrating while driving and riding. Sharon Ronneberg is with us now to explain more. Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keir.
Can I just start first up by asking how you feel things have changed in the years since Tanya's tragic passing? Do you think that the relationship between cyclists and motorists has improved over these years?
I do think it has. I really do. I think also that I myself am more aware of the situation, obviously, so I take more notice than I did before, perhaps. So, yes, I do think so. I think it's much better.
And it must be an incredibly emotional time for you as well, Sharon. No one would want to be in the circumstance that you are.
It is a little difficult, that's for sure.
So, Sharon, tell us, it is going to be the final ride?
Yes, it's a decision we made. Emma Miller helped, you know, she has set up the previous rides. The first ride was just, you know, to have something for us and for Tanya and her friends and the whole Cairns community, because her death was such a shock at the time. I've kind of looked a bit further down the road. In 10 years' time, is there still going to be a ride for Tanya? Who's going to drive it? What's it going to be like? And I don't want it to fade away, which it could do, through no disrespect from anyone. It's just that Tanya's death is always going to be our tragedy, but it's not always going to be everybody else's tragedy. And we just think that we might try and just go out with a big bang this year.
I think that makes sense, Sharon. And there is also the memorial plaque as well that's down at the Trinity Esplanade. So
that's right.
You know what I mean? There is a permanent memorial to Tanya as well.
There is, and we go down there a lot, and there's a lot of people there. People stop and look at it. We've even had emails from people that have, you know, gone up and Googled the name in their hotel rooms and you know, written to us. So, yeah, it's a good thing, I think.
And I just want to reiterate how much our hearts do ache for yourself and your family and the friends of Tanya still after these years, and others that have found themselves in the same circumstance, as you say, through no fault of their own at all, Sharon.
That's tragedy.
Let's talk about the event on Saturday then. What are some of the details? There might be some people that have not heard of it before or not done it previously. How do people get involved and make it the biggest final ride?
Well, all they need to do is be there, be at the Aero Grand Touch Footy Fields at 6:30 on Saturday morning, the 13th of May, and we just take a nice, long, slow, leisurely ride out to Trinity Beach, to the north end of the Esplanade where Tanya's plaque is. It's a lovely ride. I would like people to come to enjoy the ride as well, to enjoy riding on the highway under a police escort. It's a beautiful ride. Get people outside, get them enjoying life, get them enjoying bike riding, and, you know, they should be able to do that safely. So I want it to, people that drive past us, you know, oh, there's that ride, you know, we really must take care. Everybody needs to take care. Just pay attention all the time. You know, 95% of accidents are preventable, and that's just such a terrible thing.
Yeah. Sharon, there's a Facebook page as well for people to show that support and just to register that they're coming as well, to show the sort of numbers we might be looking at.
Well, that would be a good idea too. It's not absolutely necessary, but we would like to know that there's going to be a good turnout, yeah.
Facebook.com/RideForTanya, one word, of course. So that's Facebook.com/RideForTanya. Sharon, again, under the emotional circumstances, we really do appreciate you taking the time this morning. And let's keep reminding people to get a big turnout on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Keir.
That's Sharon Ronnenberg, who is the mother of Tanya Ronnenberg, and it is the fourth year, but the fifth ride coming up this Saturday again, just repeating. It kicks off at 6:30 a.m., or at least the ride starts at 6:30 a.m., so you need to be at the Aeroglen Touch football fields there. It is completely escorted by police, so it's incredibly safe, and it's suitable for cyclists of all abilities travelling along the Captain Cook Highway before finishing at the Memorial Plaque for Tanya, which is at the northern end of the Trinity Beach Esplanade. My name's Kia Shorey. This is ABC Far North. And hey, don't forget Mother's Day this weekend.
Celebrate every mum. abcshop.com.au this Mother's Day. New on DVD, Claudia Carvin raises the bar.